on second and nine. Wow, son of a gun. To make an announcement right here. Can you hear me out there? Hey man, don't be squirting water at me. I'm gonna f*** your girlfriend, pal. I just want to say that as of right now, this time tonight, more people have been arrested today than the entire weekend last year, man! You a rowdy bunch of motherfuckers. Let's rock and roll, yeah! Yeah! I say, this is the time of the evening when the band gets to have a drink right here. I want to take this time to say that this is real whiskey here. The only people who put iced tea in Jack Daniel's bottles is the Clash, baby!
Clay Pigeon with you. This is the Dusty Show. 6 minutes after six. I'll be here till seven. Then Hardy White, the TNP follows. Glad you're with me. Ain't talking about love. David Lee Roth.
I have the news, baby. All about your disease. Yeah, you may have all you want, baby. But I got something you need.
Lost a lot of friends there, baby. I got no time to mess around. So if you want it, got to bleed, boy, baby. Hey, got to bleed, baby. You got to bleed, baby. Hey, got to bleed, baby. Keep talking about love. The love is running to the core. Keep talking about love.
Minutes after six. Geez, I feel like I haven't been here forever. You like this Van Halen? I was telling Fabio, you know, I think I like about David Lee Roth. If you're gonna be a rock star, I like the way he went for it, you know? He lived up to it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Do it, man!
Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey!
Lighter time, mother! Great rock and roll. Thanks for all your well wishes about the morning show, everybody. I do appreciate it. I wouldn't mind taking a call or two. You can call me 201-209-9368 if you like. I'd love to hear from you. This is PJ Harvey, No Exit.
Look out ahead. See danger.
That's PJ Harvey. I shortened that one a little bit. I think that one's on CC9, Clay's Classics 9, the marathon premium for the Dusty Show last marathon. I'm excited for those who selected that one to get that into your hands. 12 minutes after 6, Ralphine on the Aki playlist says, I agree with you, Clay, about Get Out. How many of you guys saw Get Out? I get excited about a movie. Now and then, I like to see some art films and some Main Street films. I talked Sully into the grave, and then I saw it recently. It got, geez, I was just crying all. Like, do you cry at movies? Guys, do you cry? What makes you cry at movies? I'd love to know. 201-209-9368. Give me a call. Talk about anything. 201-209-9368. Do you cry? Had movies that Sully made me cry. I guess it's heroism that can do it, or maybe a parent talk. Talk about family stuff, moms and dads, especially when they're gone. Boy, that can get to you. What makes you cry? 13 after 6 on this really quick hour of dustiness. It goes by so fast. There'll be this one and then next week and then Dusty. No more for a while, man. It's been a long time, probably 10 years of Dusty shows. I don't remember taking a a break. I don't think it ever went off schedule since I moved to New York. Let's see if this works. Is anybody there? Dusty Show?
Hey.
Hey, good. I'm glad it worked. How you doing?
Good. My name is Steve. I'm driving on the FDR right now. I'm stuck in traffic.
How you doing, Steve? You're stuck on the FDR. It's all after work jammed.
Yeah, pretty crazy, huh?
You got a fun Memorial Day weekend lined up? You going to do anything?
I'm going to a wedding. I'm getting the band back together. But I wanted to tell you about how I was so sad the other day watching Homeward Bound.
Right.
I hadn't seen the movie. I'd never seen it before. I'd watched it the first time.
Right.
Have you seen this movie, Homeward Bound?
It's ringing a bell. Who's the stars? What's the deal with it?
There's a dog named Shadow. It's the old-timer dog.
Right,
and
right.
And there's a new puppy that comes in. You know, they're in the family moves or whatever. They move the dogs to, like, the ranch at the cousin's house or sister's house, something like that.
Right.
And the dogs try to, like, you know, they break out and they try to get back to their owner's
and
house.
And you were crying?
I was bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
My girlfriend crying. So
yeah, those dog movies. Old Yeller, I think, was one in the past, and maybe Shane, was that another one? You're probably too young to even remember those. And Elvis' first song to his mom, first thing he ever recorded, Old Shep, I think,
yeah,
was about a dead dog song. You ever heard
what
that?
What was the book? Where the Red Fern Grows, right? Was that about a dead dog?
I don't know that one. I remember a funny Casey Kasem soundbite where he's yelling and swearing because they played a damn dead dog thing, right? And he thought it was a real downer for his show. Have you ever heard that one?
I haven't. Look, I understand the sentiment, though. You know, dogs are just such pure souls.
You know what?
Do you have a dog?
I have two cats, and one of them's, they're getting old now, eight's getting up there a little bit, and he's starting to hump everything. Like, they're fixed, these cats, but the male, is eight, has discovered that it feels good to rub on things, and now he's humping us in our sleep. He humped our roommate Chad's head the other night. He woke up, and he was humping his head. What's up with that? Is that normal for cats to do that?
I don't know. Cats are weird. Nothing's normal for a cat.
And my wife loves animals so much, she's just like, just let him do it, honey. And
hump
I'm
away.
Like, Jesus, get off me, you know.
I agree. Hump away.
He's just an animal, right? So they don't know any, they have no shame. It's like, feels good, I'm doing it, right?
Absolutely.
You know what I did, man? It was Mother's Day recently, and I was thinking to myself, gosh, you know, I haven't cried. Do you ever go a long stretch and then realize it? Because there's something good about crying. There's something cleansing. It feels that's like a great endorphin release or something.
I hadn't done it until I watched that Homeward Bound movie. I mean, it had been a long time since I had a good cry, and it felt great.
Yeah, I put up
Shadow
a picture.
Met up with the fan. Like, he almost dies at the end. You know, he falls in this hole, and he's old, and he can't get up.
Right.
And like, oh, no, Shadow, he's going to die or whatever. And
right.
Then he meets the family and the dog, and just everyone so happy. It's one of those movies where it's like, you know, it's the live action where the real dog's talking, you know?
Uh-huh. Melinda on the AccU says, when I was a child, I cried at the TV movie Sunshine. I don't know that one. I need to go. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners? You're there on the stuck in traffic. Had a little time to think. Are you feeling okay about... I know it's weird times right now in the country, but what's your message for people out there? They need some good words on this rainy Thursday here.
Just slow down. Slow down and love everyone.
Slow down. That's nice.
People are flying around trying to, like, slam on the brakes, slam on the gas. They're just slow down.
Hey, man, you're in traffic. Can you roll down your window as I slowly turn you down and just say, I love today's WFMU. Can you scream it?
Sure.
Okay, do it, man.
All right. I love today's WFMU.
Now, are you still there?
Oh, my line, Rockin' Town. Love you, guys, man.
You guys can call me if you want. I might interrupt. Songus Interruptus, 18 minutes. After 6, look at the time fly. I wanted to play this last week. I don't know if I'll play the whole thing. It's 5 minutes long. That's an awful lot of music for me without talking. Maybe I'll just talk through it occasionally to kind of try and enhance it for you and help you along with it. It's a band called Foxygen I got interested in, and this is from their latest. It's really ambitious. It's called America. This is Foxygen on the Dusty Show. Party along at 7 o'clock. Sinner's Crossroads, Dave the Spaz, Nickname Stan, all your favorites on the TNP.
Merry Christmas from the pines. Hallelujah. Amen. Just another wish, just another dream. Who comforts you when you're dying? When you're dying. Oh, America.
Reminds me a little of Rufus Wainwright and Van Dyke Parks. I think those two collaborated long ago, too.
Wrestle with this part, the kind of Bodio Doe part, right? Bodio Doe.
Dale's calling it Divine Comedy. Somebody else says reminds me of Bowie. I love you guys, man.
Greatest business people in the world, better than any place else. We don't use them. Some of these business people are not nice people. Who cares? You care? I don't think so. Some of these people are vicious, horrible, miserable human beings. Who cares? Some of these people, they don't sleep at night. They twist and turn and sweat, and their mattress is soaking wet because they're thinking all night about victory the next day against some poor person that doesn't have a chance. These people would love to represent us against China, against Japan, against all of these countries, Mexico. We can do things that have never been done before.
What did you feel right there? Were you laughing? Were you angry? That Joe Duffy, I gave him a CD. It had that soundbite on it. He's like, man, I couldn't believe that Trump. The mattress is soaking wet. Is he mad? They call him mad. They say he's demented. Narcissistic personality disorder. Melania's slapping his hands away. But he's Teflon so far, just Teflon. And that guy out, where is it, Montana, slamming, body slamming that reporter to the ground. The liberal media. As if the liberal media deserves to get slammed to the ground. A climate of violence and anger. Now that phone's quiet. That's a phone killer. Talking about Trump. President Trump. President Trump. Freaks us out. 25 after 6, Clay Pigeon with you. Feeling good, been a good week for me. I gotta admit, I'm pretty happy. Thanks, everyone, for your well wishes here. And thanks to, especially to Matt and Glenn, my colleagues. I gotta get up at 4 a.m. now, man. Anyway, somebody should call. It's begging for a call. 201-209-9368 at your window. When I play this moody Phil Glass music with the Juhan Park playing it. Syphilitic. Some say he might be syphilitic, says Jeff in Pioneer Valley. Who was syphilitic? The gangster from Chicago. What was his name? Had a hideaway up there in Wisconsin. Capone, right? Capone. I think he had syphilis. That VD that eats away at your brain. What do they say? More people died in the Old West of syphilis than gunshot wounds. You think that's possible? All those smallpox blankets and stuff? Oh, it's so messed up. It messed up for hundreds of years. On and on it goes. She's a grand old flag. Here's some people. Who's on the telephone?
James.
James, what's up, man?
Hey, how do you get a job as a professional DJ? And do you have another part-time job?
You know what? Tomorrow's my last day at my day job I've had for a few years. I got to say I'm leaving. I kind of imagine what that might be like. It's kind of scary, though. What about?
Are you going to miss your day job?
You know, aspects, I certainly will. Sure, the people there, the kind of feeling about it that you get sometimes, I sure will, sure. I've liked every job I've ever had in some ways. And some of the worst jobs, looking back, were the most fun. You know what I mean? I used to be a dishwasher. And looking back, it's one of the funnest jobs I ever had.
Yeah, that's a good feeling of fulfillment, washing dishes.
What do you do, man?
I scoop coffee for a living, or at least I used to.
You scoop coffee? What does that mean? Like at a Whole Foods or something?
No, Stumptown Coffee. You scoop into a bag.
Right,
and you
right.
Hold them up, and you get it to the people.
Right. Is there any occupational hazards to that? Does it dry out your hands or hurt your nose or eyes or anything weird?
At first a little bit, but then you get used to that.
Right. Right.
Yeah, you just move along.
What's the good news?
All the people that leave scooping, they always come back to scoop later on.
You think so? My boss said that too. You always got a home here. It's a nice feeling. You're a scooper, man. My wife makes fun of me because I don't say I shovel the snow. Where I came from in Southwest Iowa, we would say we scoop the snow.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's really weird that I say a scoop and not shovel.
They moved me into an office, but I still try and come down and scoop sometimes.
Right.
I like it.
Are you happy in your life? Is everything okay?
I'm very happy.
You got kids? You got a wife?
I got two wives, two kids and a great wife.
He got two wives and a kid. Oh, well, that's not unusual. What's the best thing about being a father?
Seeing their smiles every day when I come home.
Wow.
So I'm in right now.
Does it give you a chance to kind of vicariously be young again?
Yeah, I haven't ever felt old. My body feels old, but my head doesn't.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners in these troubled times?
You know, keep a level head.
Keep
just
a level
remember
head.
Everybody else around you, what they want in their lives. Don't
right.
think about yourself.
We get self-centered, don't we?
Sure do.
And it's just never a good idea. You're a good man. I enjoyed talking to you. Will you call me again?
I sure will. Hey, if you ever have any part-time openings at WFMU,
right?
Come find us at Stumptown Coffee.
Hey, man, let me tell you, you sound like you're interested. You know, it's not that hard. Really, just get in touch here, call during the daytime, and be a volunteer. Come down. It's like a clubhouse here. It's really fun.
Right.
Everybody hangs out. You just help out a little bit, lick some envelopes, throw some stamps on or whatever. Just keep expressing interest. And after a time, when they see you're serious, you might get a shot and you're off to the races, you know? Do it, man.
Right.
Yeah, we need
right.
you. We need you down here. We need volunteers.
Is this an interview?
Well, it sort of is. I hope you follow through. Hey, I got a few callers I want to get to them, but thanks. You're a great caller.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy? Will you scream as you hang up? Scream bloody murder?
Yeah, you got.
I love that. Let's take another one. Who's there on the dusty line?
Well, sort of is. I hope you follow through.
Hello?
Hi, you got your radio on. Can you turn it down real quick, please?
Yep.
Okay, that's
good.
Yeah, you're good. What's your name?
I'm Aaron, and this is Jack.
Yeah.
We've got a whole car full.
Oh, you do? Aaron and Jack and the whole gang? Where you at?
Sparta, New Jersey.
In New Jersey? What town did you say?
Sparta.
Really? Do you listen a lot to WFMU?
We do.
You do? What are some of your favorite shows? Can you say?
All of them.
All of them?
Today was actually pretty good. Like, I really did like it.
Cool. Are you guys in school?
We're all 18.
Yeah. Are you high schoolers? Are you in college now? What's up?
Like, graduating high school in a month. I have a story I kind of wanted to tell.
Do it. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. So, I was hanging out with all these people, and my neck started to itch. And I thought it was because I haven't, like, shaved today.
Right.
And so I went to the Stop and Shop and bought a razor and shaving gel. And
yes.
I shaved in the bathroom.
Right.
I guess I did it too fast or something, or, like, I don't know. I was kind of in a panic because I thought someone was going to think I was weird.
Right.
And so now my neck's a little bit, like, mangled and bloody, and I keep, like, putting aftershave and stuff on it.
Does it sting?
What?
Did you just start shaving? Have you just got your first peach fuzz?
It was just, I was like, my neck was like unusually itchy today, so I was kind of just like, I kind of want to like, I don't know, I just wanted to do that, but it didn't turn out well. But it was kind of a good experience, and I bought like a whole thing of salami and ate in the car. And so now the car smells, like, really bad. But
have you guys...
That was, like, a good story.
Yeah, that is good, man. I'm glad you're I'm glad you're shaving and you told it well. Have you guys been friends for a long time?
We have been friends for, like, a pretty long time.
Will some of you go off to college? Are you going to go your separate ways soon?
I think most of us are going to go to, like, community for 2 years. I'm just going to be, like, working for a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you excited about the future?
Yeah, I mean, you know how life's an adventure. I like to just not kind of plan out things and just win it. And I think that kind of brings the best opportunities, you know?
Who's in that car that hasn't talked yet?
There's our friend Kat.
Kara?
Want to talk to her?
Yeah.
Okay, she doesn't want to talk. Never mind.
Hi, Kara. Tell Kara I said hi.
He says hi to Kara.
Hi, Kara. Oh, you guys sound like you're having fun. You're driving carefully now, aren't you? Obeying all the rules.
Yeah, we were listening to your radio.
Oh, you're so nice, you guys. What do you want to say to the listeners out there from some young people? You are the future, you know. We're counting on you guys.
Oh, that's so positive. What do you want? Oh, yeah.
shout out to my Bandcamp, ledack.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. It's LEDACK. It's not fun music.
Ledack, you said?
I also want to say, for like a positive message,
right,
everybody, you know, don't take stuff too seriously and just focus on what you like to do.
You guys are nice, man. Have fun. It's so good to be young. It'll go fast, but you guys enjoy every minute of it. Keep listening to us.
You.
Can you do me a favor? Can all of you just scream as loud as you can as I slowly turn you down? Just scream.
Okay. Let me...
Four steps forward. Infraction. Recalculate. 6, 9. Whiskey. Torpedo. 4 steps forward. Infraction. Recalculate. 12. Foxtrot. Hammer. Retaliate. Pistol. Combustion. Futility. Argue. Reason. Cajole. Forward. 9 steps. A kiss. Television. Pharmaceutical. Lust. Expansion. Foam. Froth. Taste. Sublingual. Harmony. Mate. Reproduce. Hand. Length. Hand. Length. Calculate. Walrus. Ball. Orange. Testicle. Float. The rope protects the swimmer. Sperm. Spermatozoa. Flagella. Prehensile. Injection. Heart. Injection. It was injected. It was pulled out. Pulled out. He pulled it out. Gently he pulled it out. The needle. The filthy needle. He pulled out the dirty, bloody mother. Look there, pulling out the rusted 2-inch German needle. It's a German needle.
And I
think we all know what that means.
Commandant Nelson.
I love
Samantha.
I love your awful German monocle. Smeared with nose grease. Smeared with forehead. Oil is your disgusting forehead.
Look at it.
Look at the forehead.
Look at the forehead.
It is dented. 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 The forehead is dented.
The subject is.
The forehead is dented.
The forehead is dented.
And the teeth are rotten. And
there's much yeast about the loins.
Yeast and wheat and crabs and tinkle scalings and. Potato.
Shove it.
Potato.
Shove it.
Shove that potato.
Do you hear me?
You shove that potato.
Shove it, you mother.
Shove it in your gas oven and slam.
Slam.
Slam it.
Slam it.
Shove it.
Where the sun
cannot.
Seemingly.
Cannot.
Produce.
Enough. Light. It cannot produce. Light. The summer mosquito with his familiar predatory
airborne
profile
seeks only
to suck.
The airborne mosquito
simply
wants to
suck
your
sweet
hot
crimson blood. Outside, a late spring
moon hangs
so desperately.
Tentacle
lunar
roots.
Tentacle
lunar roots.
Come down from the heavens.
And they dig,
they twist
as pigs' tails.
Might and the
lunar roots
burrow,
they burrow,
and it hurts into my sternum
as I scream
and I bleed.
No one helps me.
The roots corkscrew
and they dig
through my chest bone
and into my heart.
Clay Pigeon with you, still in the compact disc age. I was talking to station manager Ken about that. I got to get out of it. The CDs are just so unreliable, and I'm ping-ponging around various media here. I'm getting better at it. If you remember when I first started this, it was just gaff upon gaff upon gaff. 22 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. This is the Dusty Show here in Jersey City, New Jersey. little Neil Ardley, Kaleidoscope something, can't remember the title. You know, I had this last week. I'm going to do a more than a 180 here. Is there anything more than a 180? A 360, but that's all the way around to where you started out. Do you need to call? Because if you need to call, do it immediately if you need to call. But if you can wait, but if you need to, this is your window. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Burning desires, we used to call it in the meetings. Burning desires. You got one? Nothing changes. If nothing changes, we'll do it live. We'll do it live. I'll write it. We'll do it live. Fox is going down. Have you noticed they're going down? Hannity's losing advertisers. O'Reilly's gone. Ailes is dead. Going down. Man, it's a weird, weird world right now, isn't it? But it's kind of cool to live through a time like that. It gives you a lot of opportunity to make a difference. Who's on my dusty line?
Hey, it's Ken.
It's the real Ken?
Yes, the real Ken.
Which Ken is this? It's not, you don't sound like station manager Ken.
Oh, no. Well, my name's Ken. I'm not that Ken.
Ken, are you a good-looking fella?
I'd like to think so.
Did anybody ever call you Ken Doll?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, Ken, Barbie, Joe.
You know, it's funny. When I was little, my mom bought me a Ken doll, and I had the Ken the Ken jalopy. I remember this peach-colored jalopy. Boy, I wish I had that now. I'd roll it around right here. What's your story, man? What's your burning desire? What do you need to talk about? I said, only call me if you need to, and here you are. What's up,
okay,
man?
Well,
what's up?
Sure. Well, you know, I've called before, and we like to talk politics. And, yeah, I think the most interesting thing about these troubled times are the people that continue to support it as it just, you know, continue. Like, people used to point to other people and say, I'm a real patriot and you're not, and that sort of thing.
Right.
And now, you know, and talk about, you know, the Constitution, now they kind of love the Constitution. Now they kind of, you know, they ignore it, they tear it up, and they are into traitorous acts. And suddenly, it's, you know, it's not an issue to them.
And, you know, I don't know what you are. I'll guess you're a moderate Democrat or, but... We're capable of doing that, right? We're all capable. When the shoe's on our foot, we can make some decisions that we might not make when the opposition has the ball.
No,
but I know
sure.
what you mean.
But I think there's a tendency in the people that are doing it here that it's like the hypocrisy is just so far. I mean, what you're kind of describing, being capable of doing that, is a certain degree of hypocrisy in yourself.
Right.
But I think this just goes way beyond the pale. You know?
Right. I mean, I know what you mean. I guess, you know what, I'm trying to play devil's advocate here. I'm trying to be nice to both sides.
It's hard to be nice to the other side.
I know, but if we're not, what's the hope, man? Are we just heading for a conflict? Is that where this ends?
Well,
are we going
no,
all the way?
Yeah,
you got your gun? Do you have a gun?
it's funny that you mention that, because I never would have gotten one, and my wife is kind of against the idea.
But,
and now all of a sudden she's kind of like, well, maybe we should.
Yeah, and I think Democrats, I've heard that kind of talk. I have an uncle who's like you and suddenly is talking about, you know, I might get an automatic weapon. I mean,
well, the funny thing about it is, like, you know, like, when we talk about it, it's about, like, okay, think about the idea of, like, society being fragile, and think about the idea of there being, like, you know, some type of power outage or some type of flood. There's food's hard to get for a couple weeks or something. You know, like, that's the situation where you say, well, maybe I should have a gun for a dangerous time. And it kind of, like, we're heading towards a situation where, you know, we're on the brink a little more, and one natural type of disaster that might have not turned into anything could kind of turn into something ugly really
a
fast.
A flashpoint. I like that word. They call it a flashpoint.
Right. Nice.
Like the politician who body slammed the journalist. Now, if he gets away with it, if it's normalized, might it happen again and again, and then it becomes a little more commonplace?
Yeah, I mean, give me a break. At Trump's rallies, there's that one, you know, the cameraman who got grabbed and
right, out of the pen.
And he got grabbed by the neck and, like, thrown to the ground. And
right.
The violence that has become kind of, like, acceptable from that side. And that was the scary thing, too. I used to say to people, you know, maybe this country's 30% fascist or,
you know, are racist
to the point.
You're
of,
a
like,
smart
KKK.
Guy. Let me interrupt you because we're running out of time. You're a smart.
Sure, sure.
You're a smart guy. You're a smart guy. Talk to that person because there's people in our audience that support President Trump for whatever reason. Now, I want you to try and take the negativity out of your voice. That person's listening. On some level, can you understand why they might feel like they do? I'd like to hear you say, yeah, I kind of get maybe why, you know.
I'll tell you this. I could say I got it. You know, I could have got it why they voted for him, like, because he did go from side. He covered both sides of every topic,
right?
You know, so I could see where they might have thought he was talking to them or he support. But like at this point, I'm sorry, what he's done, he's proven himself to be. You know, he's not standing up for the common man. He's not doing things to try to blow up all the horrible, you know, institutions that are, you know, giving away to the rich and giving away to the powerful. He's like. He's totally in line with all the things that you might have hated.
And, oh, my God. You know. I have a brother who we hadn't spoken for months. I love him, but I was angry at him, I think, and maybe him the same. And he finally wrote me, actually was like, way to go on the gig, brother. And, you know, just I was so happy, man. I just.
So he got it?
It's got to be bigger. Our families have to be bigger than this crap, don't they, man? They've got to be bigger than
it's
this.
It's tough. It's tough. I hear you, but it is tough. I mean, I know people, friends, all that. Like, you just
can't talk to them for a while. Can I put words in your mouth, man? Will you say this? Hey, Trump.
Sure,
hey, Trump voters. I might disagree with you, but I love you. You're an American, and I'm an American, and we're going to make it through this, and we're going to work it out, and we're going to go forward. Give him a positive message. Please, man. Please try.
All right. You know what? I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Towards me, not towards them. Trump voters, we're all Americans. We're all in this together. Let's all try to love each other, and let's try to be open-minded, all of us.
You mean it?
I mean it for you, trying to help me.
Thanks, man. Keep working at it, okay?
All right. Thank you, man. Bye.
Thanks so much. Man, I wanted to play this. You know, I lived 20 years down in the Tampa Bay area. Moved down from Iowa when I was 20 to Clearwater and lived there until I was 40. And I was in bands and stuff. And, you know, sometimes I think, gosh, not too many people got famous from down there. But then I'm like, are you crazy? The whole death metal thing was raging right underneath your nose. Where were you? And I even recorded in that studio, Morrisound, in Tampa. I think we were trying to imitate a little bit of the death metal and the grunge sound. But if you're not on the inside of that, you can't just hop on it. And there came from a town called Brandon, kind of an industrial suburb of Tampa. If you've ever been there, you can kind of understand. But I was reading about Morbid Angel on Wiki, and I got kind of proud of them. It was like, hey, these guys, in their way, changed music. They changed certain aspects of metal. And you call these guys, these singers sometimes, you'll write in on the AccU and say, oh, Clay, you're playing that Cookie Monster stuff. But there's something about it. I know the lyrics are sort of evil. I don't like to use that word. Any Christian, whatever, and I don't claim to be an atheist or whatever. I hope that there's a benevolent, loving, great spirit out there looking after us. I really need that. But I was kind of proud of Morbid Angel and the impact they had. And then I listened to this stuff, and there's something about it. There's a guitar player, too. What's his name? Trey Azigdo or something like that? Check this shaving cream out. This is Morbid Angel, God of the Forsaken. Dusty Show, TNP, just 12 minutes left. Hardy at the top of the hour. I'm so glad you're with me, you guys. It's been a fun day, fun week. I hope your life's going well. Now, Fabio says, terrible. That's all. I looked at you, and I was like, from Tampa, and you said terrible.
I always found this stuff to be a bit cartoonish.
Cookie Monster vocals?
Yeah.
See, what I'm working with here?
I just can't get past that.
You can't. You're unable to get into this on any level.
I mean... Musically, it's kind of interesting.
Just one second. Yeah. They call this drums blasts. They do blasts where suddenly they just blast. Do you have like a cc of testosterone left in there, Bob? Is it just blown? Did you blow it out in the 80s? I know what you were like. And up in Toronto for the ayahuasca ceremonies. I know what goes on in those things.
No, man, I can't get past the vocals. I mean, the music is kind of interesting. It's like on some other level. It's just some way out kind of, I don't know what, it's almost experimental in its own way.
It is very, I mean, you can't say they're hacks.
No. I don't begrudge the musicians anything. I think they're amazing, some of them, especially the drummers.
Right.
Because, I mean, to do what they do is pretty wild.
I looked this kid up, this drummer. It's insane. Yeah. How do they play that bass drum?
A lot of them have two bass drums.
Right.
They're going at the same time, and it's like, wow, I don't know how they do that.
Fab, I'm gonna ask you to give a message of peace and love.
You want me to leave?
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners today, Fab, from your heart?
Stay calm, stay clear, and focus.
Are you focused? Can we get through this Trump era?
Oh, that I don't know. I don't know about that. I think he needs to go one way or another.
Are you going? Where are you going?
What do you mean, where am I going?
Where are you going?
I'm going home.
You
going
to go meet somebody?
No, I'm going home.
Oh, you're making pasta. That's right.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go home.
Will you put some music on? If you threw something on at home right now, what odds are, what would it be?
I've been really grooving on some of these Morricone soundtracks, so I might do that, or I might put on like a nice, a John Patton record or something like that.
Right.
You know, something groovy.
Right. Caller, are you there? Did you need to talk to Fabio?
Yeah, hello. It's Tugboat checking in.
Hey,
Tugboat. Richie on the Hudson River. He's a tugboat pilot. How you doing, Tug?
All right, what's jumping, man? What's jumping on a Memorial Day weekend, brother?
Hey, Tug, you know on the Hudson there where they have that boat park, they call the restaurant the Frying Pan? I bet you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm there. I go there all the time.
My wife and I, well, you know, just a little story here, and believe me, I don't want to gloat about this radio gig, but it's a happy day for
me. Sure.
And my wife and I kind of bugged out of work, and we went down to the Frying Pan and had some wine, and a big tugboat was out there pushing some big barge, and I said, maybe that's Tugboat Richie.
There you go, see?
And that tugboat was so low in the back end, Tugboat, it looked like it was going to sink. Is that normal when you're pushing
it's
something?
Bigger, it's bigger underwater than it is on top.
So, so there's a lot of tugboat under the water we don't see?
Oh, yeah. All engine, baby.
Is that where the captain's lounge is down in there?
No, the captain's lounge is at my house, the nautical lounge. Uh-huh.
That's where you have your Chivas Regal you're always talking
about. Yeah, come on down, man. It's a two-drink minimum.
Two-drink minimum. I like that.
Tugboat, I would love to have a drink with you. Well, can we do
that? Oh, man, you should come down to my nautical lounge.
Hey, so, Tug, I'm going to do the morning show now. Did you hear?
When? What time?
I'm going to start doing a 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. every morning.
Starting in June.
Oh, that's great. Oh, you're taking over JM and the AM now.
Right, right. Well, sort of. He's got his own network now, so he moved on. But I was even talking to station manager Kent, and you know who he brought up of all my listeners? He said, you should get hold of that Tugboat Richie guy. He'd be a great guy to have on. So you got to stay in touch with me, Tug, okay?
Oh, I'd love to go there. I'll come on your show.
Okay. Hey, Tug, what do you want to say to everybody? This is Tugboat Richie, a guy who had a book written about him. When you say tugboat pilot, too, it's sophisticated. You should see the cockpit of this boat he's in. It's elaborate, and he's helped with rescues and was commended for helping out during 9/11. You're quite a guy, Tugboat. What do you want to say to everybody?
Can I ask Tugboat something?
Go ahead.
Have a good weekend. Relax. Take it easy. Have a drink, and everything will be all right.
Hey, Tugboat, would you consider taking taking us on a ride on your tugboat sometime?
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to be. But I could tell you what, you want to go on a free boat ride? I'll tell you, listen.
Yeah.
You were at the frying pan right in front of you there. Right in front of the frying pan is the retired fireboat, the John J. Harvey.
Right,
they give
right.
free rides during, in the harbor.
Oh, cool. Really? I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Look up, I'll tell you what you do. Look up www.fireboat.org.
Right, and it's right there on 26th Street at
right
the bottom
there.
Of 26th Street.
All you got to do is make a small donation on the way out.
Yeah, unfortunately, we just told every.
They shoot off the water cannons. It's beautiful.
We just told everybody in the listening audience about this, so it's going to be just flooded now
yeah,
with all
right.
these
it's
people.
Okay. It's
my
okay.
17 they, listeners they, will.
The more the merrier.
Hey, Tug, we got to run. Thanks, man. Great
right,
to hear
listen.
From you.
Hard right, not Bud Light.
That's right. I was going to say, I hope you say your tagline. All right, brother. See you later.
Bye.
All right, on a flip-flop, on a flip-flop.
Love you, buddy. Okay. Tugboat Richie, you guys. Fob, I got to run. Nice to see you.
All right, man.
And I'll catch you next week for the last Dusty Show.
Yeah.
At least for a while.
Yeah.
But
we'll have to chat a little longer.
Man, it's going to take more than that to stop you and me from hooking up on the radio. we'll be doing it. I love
all
you,
right.
Fabio.
Love you, man.
Okay, man. You take care.
Bye.
Emu blew a tire on the freeway. Right at the busiest time of the day, Emu blew a tire. Now he would be late, and his boss would not appreciate the effort that Emu had made
to get to work on time.
He had no second glass of wine the night before. He'd been responsible and turned in early.
Magical donkey,
and she rode a magical donkey
over the rough and rocky road to Bethlehem.
Look at the Christmas tree, look at it
now.
Look at the Christmas tree. You don't know what the damn thing means to me. It ain't about the
tinsel.
It ain't about the star. It ain't about
strapping
that thing to the top of the car.
Will do nicely, Mr. Faversham.
Shall we mark you down for Brown, then?
Yes, mark me down for Brown.
Mark me down for Brown, Mr. Faversham. Please. mark me down for brown. And when no one is around, I'll try them on.
The brown ones, perhaps they will be ugly, or they will fit me far too snugly. I'd feel my confidence erode when I appear to have a load.
That's it for the Dusty Show, everybody. Thanks for listening. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Hardy White's Miracle Nutrition, just moments away, and the whole TNP to follow. Thanks again to all of you for your well wishes about the morning show. That'll start on June 5th with the Dusty Show will return next Thursday night at 6 o'clock. I hope you'll join me for that. Then we'll take a break for the Dusty Show. New stuff coming in. That's always good. Love you guys. Take care. Always remember.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I can't do the whole intro because I made the show too long. Join me now, won't you? Okay.
It was a good idea coming here to the antique appraisal circus. Some of this stuff could be worth something.
I'm sure my stuff is. My grandparents were very discerning. They were one of the first families in their neighborhood to get one of those sofas that turns into a bed.
I hope there's some big surprises. I'm hoping this painting is an original Cougat.
That clown? I think I painted that in religious school. It's supposed to be Moses.
It's a clown playing a guitar.
I know, man.
I brought my great-grandfather's, thing.
What is that? It looks like a lump of tar with feathers and shells.
I think it's ceremonial. It's very old.
It looks like a chunk of driveway.
We'll let the experts decide. What else did you bring, Hardy?
Well, this old key. Those aren't worth anything.
Well, it's worth something to me. I inherited it. It's very old.
It doesn't matter. It's common and worthless. I brought this cool knife and this ceramic figurine. I think it's a Hummel.
I don't think Sister Hummel made sculptures of demons.
It's a one-off. She was having a bad day.
Next. You go first, Lou. Well, hello, what do we have here? It's a thing that was my grandfather's. I think it's for religious ceremonies. I know he valued it very much. Well, it certainly is an interesting piece of Caribbean folk art.
Thank you.
Hard to say what it is exactly. These are fairly specific to the Hungan or Mambo who owns it.
Oh, that's them.
Not sure what it's made of.
Grandfather said it was made from the souls of wicked children.
Well, probably it's a sort of mud or tar, maybe with black paint and shells and feathers.
So, how much is it worth? Not that I'm thinking of selling it.
I have to be honest. While it has some worth from an anthropological standpoint, it's not particularly valuable. $20, maybe?
Wow! That's great! I would never sell it, though, because it keeps the world from collapsing and my ancestors from eternal torment. Thanks, though.
All right, well, who's next?
I am.
And what do you have for me?
A couple things. First of all, this. It was my granddad's. It's for stabbing guys.
Ah. This is not worth too much, I'm afraid. It's just an ordinary switchblade, and I think they're illegal in our state.
Whatever. All the good stuff is. How about this?
Oh, my word. Where did you get this?
Well, it's been in my family for years. It sat on my grandmother's mantle. She said if we weren't good, the statue would take vengeance on us and cause sorrow and suffering to all those who defied it. I think it's a Hummel. Maybe it's a Yadro. I don't know.
Well, it's not a Hummel. This is very, very old. I think it's Byzantine. But this is one of a kind, and if it's what I think it is, it's invaluable.
Dang it!
What?
Invaluable. I thought it was worth something.
It is.
Doesn't invaluable mean the opposite of valuable?
No, they're the same thing.
Oh, like flammable and inflammable.
This, I believe, is the Demon of Justinian. I truly believe it is.
The who now?
This is a sculpture that belonged to the emperor, and which he credited as being the source of his power. It is said it is capable of great power and evil, that this sculpture can destroy nations and conquer peoples, that he who owns this has dominion over others.
What do you give me for it?
No, you don't understand. This is a museum piece.
It's not, it's mine.
No, I mean it belongs in a museum.
The heck it does. It belongs back in my room, holding my door open so I can air it out when the laundry starts to get ripe.
Sir, this piece is worth millions.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, I think I'll hang on to it. Who knows what it'll be worth in a few years. Also, I might need to conquer people or whatever.
Well, please take good care of it.
Whatever.
And you, sir? Hi. Well, I have this very special key. Well, let me see. Oh, this is interesting. This is very old. It says, the key to kindness. Yes, it's the key to kindness. It was my grandfather's, but I think he inherited it, too. It's been in my family a long time. Grandfather said that the only thing worth inheriting is the key to kindness. Well, he sounds like a very wise man. Oh, he was. But I'm afraid the key is worthless. Why's that? Well, everyone knows this. This isn't some great secret, and everyone has keys, and being good to one another, being kind. This knowledge is so common, it has no commercial value. Oh, I see. I'm not being mean or anything. I'm just setting you up for a good segue into the rest of the show. Oh, thank you. Of course.
Tell me a story, Uncle Hardy.
All right, I will, if you promise to go to sleep.
I can't promise to go to sleep because I have somnia.
I think you mean insomnia.
I think somnia and insomnia are the same thing, like flammable and inflammable.
Have you been talking to Uncle Butchie?
You can't prove that.
Oh, yeah, I know you have.
Well, read me something.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to read you. And why do you like stories to go to bed anyway? I think that would keep you up.
No, yours are so boring. It puts me to sleep. It lulls me into, I'm so bored. I just...
Oh, I see. All right. Well, I don't know what to read you, though. We got a lot of books here, and I'm not sure which one to read.
Read me something that you read as a child.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm trying to think. Now, my mom used to read me these nursery rhymes from this book, but it was British. A friend gave it to us, and they were all brutal. All the children were cooked into pies and things at the end. I guess that went on a lot in Britain. I don't know.
Well, just read me anything, please. It doesn't matter. You're taking too long.
Oh, all right.
Don't agonize over it. Just pick a book and start reading. Anything you say is gonna put me to sleep.
All right, well, I don't know how to take that. I guess, you know, whatever your powers are, you should embrace them. Well, I guess I could read you something that I remember as a child.
Yes, read me The Inheritance.
That sounds like a book, doesn't it?
Yeah, everything sounds like a book.
Or all titles have been taken, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
All right.
How about you got to add something nasty to, like, the big lumpy, tarry, sticky inheritance or something?
All right, I'll do that. Then it'll be original.
I don't know what to read you.
I like to just tell you stories. Maybe I can tell you stories off the top of my head.
There's nothing on your head.
I know there's not.
Not hair.
I know there's not.
Nothing in it.
All right, you know, the insults don't make me want to read you a story necessarily. But I will. Oh, my friends, does it help keep you company if I just tell you a story? Yes, and it's got to be just nonsense, because who wants to be told?